What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here and being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this holy mess. So we know by now that Pastor T.D. Jakes has officially stepped down from the Potter's House ministry. And he's handed it over to his daughter, Sarah Jakes Roberts, and his son-in-law, Torre Roberts. I want to share some of the video. I'm going to give, you know, my reaction to it. I know it's been almost a week since this happened, but my week has been crazy. I just haven't had a chance to get around to doing it. I have a lot of thoughts about it, and I'm going to get into some of those thoughts in some different videos. I'm not one of these channels that are on YouTube that all they do is do reactions to every single thing that a lot of these preachers out here do, pick apart some of that stuff. And I'll admit, some of those videos I would watch, but I just don't get down with a lot of them, because even though they may be calling out some of the things that these ridiculous pastors do that is very unholy, I feel that a lot of them are just, I mean, let's be clear. Anybody that's doing YouTube full-time, you're doing it for the money. So if you're doing this full-time and all you're doing is talking about all of these other pastors and you feel that you're just above reproach and you're so righteous, I just don't get down with a lot of them, because one of the reasons why I don't, and politics and religion is one of those things that, or two of those subjects, I should say, that can be extremely touchy. I really have an issue. This is just my personal opinion. I really have an issue with Black pastors, because we already know that a lot of these white pastors are these so-called evangelicals, which is a term that I feel like a lot of them just made up, but they are so far from Christ, it's ridiculous, because they would uphold somebody like 45/47 and bash the other people. And they, if all you do is say, well, this party got rid of Roe v. Wade and this party was for it, I have a problem with that, because that's somebody else's personal business. Because obviously, if you're against that, you won't get that. I just, you know, and they could try to say, well, we're pro-life and we're for babies being born. Well, that's all you're for, is babies being born, because you're not for the life of the people when they're already here. And you would allow somebody to be elected as president that really could care less about anybody else's life, and all he cares about is rich people. So it's just the hypocrisy for me that I just can't get down with, but I'm not going to get into all of that right now. But I'm just saying that to say, there are a lot of these channels out here that are calling out T.D. Jakes and all these things. I have my own issues with T.D. Jakes for some other reasons, but I'm going to get into that in some other videos. But I'm going to share some of my thoughts on this video as I share my screen, and we will get into his step down speech. All right. And I'm just sharing some of this, some of my reactions to it. This is under the Fair Use Copyright Act. And I am not claiming this material as my own, but this is on a public platform. And I'm sharing my personal opinions and views. This is for entertainment and educational purposes only. So let's get into it.
I get on my knees and pray, and I plan my life in decades. How many of you remember me saying that? Not days, but decades. Because major moves take time. It may look like it was suddenly, but you don't know what the background work was.
I'm going to pause it for a moment, because even though I'm not one of these channels that's out here claiming to be so holy and righteous, and because I'm not a pastor, I'm not a preacher, I'm not here to teach anybody the word or anything like that. But this is my thing. I do believe, like the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. I'm not here to say that T.D. Jakes is called because I really don't know, but I really don't believe he is chosen. I believe he chose this. I believe this has been a lucrative career for him. And my personal opinion is that those who really are in positions of leadership in the Christian world, it's really supposed to be a sacrifice, and it's being led by God, not you leading the charge and you planning things out. Because this may not be a scripture, but this is like an old saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So right off the bat, it's like he's talking about how he planned his life in decades. That to me alone already speaks volumes about the fact that this so-called ministry is one that he planned. It wasn't in God's plan. And just because it's grown and it's been successful and he's a multi-millionaire, I don't think that has a whole lot to do with God. Because there's a whole lot of millionaires and billionaires out here. Look at Elon Musk. You think God had anything to do with that racist becoming one of the richest people in the world? Get out of here.
About 6 years ago, I started talking to Pastor Torrey and Pastor Sarah. Because I did not want all that I had spent my life and your life and our lives building to get old and go with us.
See, it's about all my life, what I spent building. If it is God's, isn't there a scripture in the Bible where it says, unless the Lord builds a house, they that build it labor in vain? So, hey, maybe all that you've been building, you've labored in vain. It could be possible. I don't know. I'm not saying that it is, but he's saying out of his own mouth, I didn't want what I spent all these years, all your years building to die with me. Hey, I mean, just throughout the Bible, you could see where God chose a successor. So right now, just alone, to me, it's like he's acting like this godlike figure. That's just my personal opinion. You let me know what you think.
This is a generational. And even though she was busy doing Woman Evolved and he was busy pastoring One LA, about 4 years ago, they moved out here just in time for COVID.
And I'm going to tell you something, guys. I did a video some years ago, actually probably around that time when they bought a house in Calabasas, California. All I did was talk about the article that I saw. I wasn't bashing them for buying the house. Hey, if you got the money to do it and these people are foolish enough to invest in all of this, the things that you guys are doing, your conferences and books and all the other stuff that you do to make your money and give all the money to the ministry so that they can live lavish, go ahead and do that. But all I did was talk about it. I didn't bash her. I didn't say anything crazy. And I had all these people in the comment section, don't come for Sarah Jakes Roberts and touch not my anointing. And I'm like, who are you talking about? Like, child, if you want to give these people your money and make them rich and wealthy, continue to do so. I don't care, really. I'm just talking about the article. And they were getting pissed at me because I was talking about it. So they bought that house. I don't remember when they did, but maybe not too long after they moved to Dallas, Texas, around the time of COVID. So,
God has a sense of humor. He throws you in the water and then says, swim. So for the last 4 years, they have been swimming. I talked to the board because I was concerned. I have seen too many men build something and stay so long that they kill what they build.
Maybe he wants to hold the microphone, but why don't they have like a mic that's connected to him where he could just speak and not have to hold this microphone? Because I don't know about you, but to me, it seems like he's struggling a little bit.
What you got to understand is it's not so important that you just know when to grab a hold. It's knowing when to let go. Now, there's some other things that I'm assigned to do, both here and outside. But I cannot afford, especially after November, to risk something happening to me. And you be sheep without a shepherd.
Are you Jesus Christ? Are you God? I mean, I'm just saying, guys, when, and this is coming from somebody who was not in anybody's church. I just know what I know, and I read what I read, and I've studied what I've studied, and I'm not here to go back and forth with anybody. So if you want to try to come for me in the comments, you can save your time, because I'm not even going to waste my time reading an essay response if you want to try to preach to me or teach me or whatever, because I ain't hearing it. Because a lot of you people who do that BS, you really are far off, and you just think you are on the right path, and you're really not. You're really not. But I'm glad I'm not in this religious space. I was at one point in my life, but I haven't been there in a very long time, and I have a personal relationship with God, and that is the best. That is the best, because no person can manipulate me. No person can say that they are over me. I mean, I'm not buying that BS anymore. And even what I thought I knew years ago and learned to be wrong, it wasn't because I sought that. It was because it was, in some ways, what I was brought up in. But thankfully, I didn't grow up in a household where they made me do this and they made me do that. And I was able to, like, anyway. This isn't about me. This is about the Potter's House and T.D. Jakes and them. And anyway, guys, honestly, let's just continue.
I cannot afford to let all the work of all the saints living and dead to hold this so tight so long that I wither away. So I'm suggesting to you, I'm recommending to you that you receive Pastor Torre and Pastor Sarah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on.
Why are they acting surprised? They're like standing there. They didn't, he presented them. They knew that was their mark to move forward, right? And they're just standing there looking like they're shocked and surprised and sad and melancholy. And listen, I'm not going to say that there is no sadness within them, because to be honest with you, it's like, yeah, this is Sarah's dad, this is her father. I know she loves her dad. I'm not speaking as a child of his, so I can give my personal opinions on the situation. And I have, oh my God, I have so much to say, but I can't get it all in this video. So I'm going to be doing some separate commentaries on this. But they're just standing there. He said, come on, come on, come on. Like, that was their cue to move. And they're just still standing there. What, like, the act to me is just, yeah. And the Oscar goes to.
Come on. This is legacy.
Whose legacy?
Not because they're kin, but because they're the kind. They've immersed themselves into the DNA of this church.
Look, they're still standing there. He told them to come on, and they're still standing there. This act is crazy. And look at Cora back here with her baby stealing. Let me continue.
For years. Sit quiet, preach. What you didn't know from November forward, they've been running the church anyway. Now, they're not meant to replace me. Because nobody can.
And the truth of the matter is nobody should replace you. I mean, listen, I'm not saying that you, if you're a pastor of a church, you shouldn't be able to enjoy any parts of your life. But let's be honest, guys. T.D. Jakes has been living an amazing life and lifestyle. And I mean, when you look back at the Bible, and I know this is 2025, this is not the days of the Bible. I get that. But it seems like the ones that God called and chose, like both, they literally served until they died, like literally until they died. And and here he is stepping down and stepping back so that they can step up. And then he's talking about, I have other things that I'm called to do. Really? This is not about him. If it was a God thing, it wasn't supposed to be about him. So to me, it seems like it is about him. And he's stepping back and stepping away from this ministry because, like he said, he has other things that he's called to do. So maybe he was called, but he wasn't chosen. I'm just saying.
But if they step into this position, they may extend me. There's some things I want to do in the community before I get too old to do it. And the clock is ticking.
See, that there's things that I want to do. And it's about I. It's about what he wants. It's about what he desires. And that's why I just don't believe a whole lot of these people out here who claim to be preachers are really called and chosen. Because I don't believe most of them that are in that position, even though they may act like they're happy to do it, really are like, well, that, you know, this is just what I'm going to be doing, and that's it. It's a sacrifice. It's not, oh, this is the career that I always wanted. Because a lot of these people, let's be clear, they're out here getting all this recognition on social media and followers and fans and all of that stuff, you know. And I don't think that if you're really, truly teaching and preaching the word of God, you really have a whole lot of people following you. I'm just going to be honest.
There's some ways that I want to prepare us for the days ahead that I can't do it completely from the pulpit. Every now and then, I think they'll let me preach, but there's some work.
Look at them. They're still standing over there. How many times did he say, come on, come on, come on, come on, come here. And they're still standing over there.
In the vineyard that needs to be done. I want you to see it like this. Jesus said, if a man is cold, don't give him a sermon. Give him a coat. If he's hungry, feed him. We have always done that. We're about to take it to the next level.
Everything is always to the next level. Like, when are the levels, like, leveled off? Like, when is the levels leveled? I'm just wondering.
And we are going to be a multiracial, multigenerational, interdenominational church of the living God. One man plants. Another man waters, but only God gives the increase. Just like they can't be me, I can't be them. I can't.
They're still standing over there. I mean, seriously, all this time, he's been saying, come here, and they're still standing over there. This act is okay.
The plant. I think I planned it pretty good.
I plan. I did this. I did that. Nothing about I prayed about it. I'm just speaking honestly from a spiritual perspective that I feel like he should have been speaking from. And I just don't hear anything about I prayed. And I know a lot of people who say those things, they lie too. So I'm not saying that everybody who says that they're speaking the truth, because there's a whole lot of people out here, especially on YouTube and all these other social media platforms, that are like saying, yeah, God told me this and God told me that, like that fraud Marcus Rogers and a whole lot of other ones, Tiffany Montgomery, and God said this and God said that. And I don't believe God told them anything. That's just my personal opinion. But you're free to believe what you want to believe. But I don't hear him saying anything about I prayed about it. I've been praying about this for the last 10 years. No, he was like, I planned my life in decades, and this has already been a work in the making, and they already were running the church for the last whatever months. You just didn't know it. And it's just like everything is about what I did, what we're doing, not what God is doing.
This September, I will have been planting for 48 years. I'm coming up on 50 in a year and a half, 2 years, 50 years of ministry. We need fresh vision, fresh blood. We need the ability, as the world changes to technology and TV slides backwards.
He said TV slides backwards. My personal opinion, and I don't watch Christian television, but he's had these shows on television for years, and it costs a lot of money for these shows. A lot of money for these shows to be on television. And I believe things have been down because, you know, just clips I've seen from the services, it doesn't look like the space that they use for their church has been really full. Offerings probably have been down. Money isn't like it used to be. I mean, and I'm not just saying that for him. I believe that's all across the board. Let's be clear. Like, a lot of people who used to go to church before the C word don't like they used to anymore. So the offerings haven't been offering like they used to offer. So I believe that they have had to cut down on that television broadcast expense because the funds ain't funding like they used to. That's my personal opinion. So him saying as television slides back, that's what I picked up. You let me know what you think.
And like it or not, and some things I like about it, some things I don't, the world is changing. Now at ILS, our theme was the changing of the guard. I'm thinking probably by the church anniversary, we're going to formalize. But I wanted to introduce to you your pastors.
She was prepared. I mean, look at how she's dressed. And him too, with the all white, with the beige jacket. I have some things I'm going to share with you guys about these two, but I'll do that in a separate video. But yeah, this, it's like they knew this was happening. To sit over there all that time, or stand, and act so surprised. And he kept saying, come on, come on, come on. And they were still standing over there, acting like they're stunned, is ridiculous. And I don't know if you catch the song that's being played in the background, guys. For those of you who don't know gospel music, the song is I Surrender All. How ironic. Or is it ironic?
I know. Might be a little scared. I know you might feel the weight sliding from my head to you. I know the crown is heavy.
The crown? Really? I know it's a metaphor, guys. Heavy lays the head that wears the crown. I've said it before, but it's a metaphor. I don't act like I'm wearing a crown, but I'm just talking about from the position of being a leader. I get it because I'm the owner of my business. So I understand that. But when you're speaking in the perspective from church and ministry, it's a little bit awkward, especially when the whole theme of crowns in Christianity is crowning Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not you wearing a crown. So I'm just saying, again, just my thoughts.
But I also know that if God is for you, who can be against you? And as long as I can, I'll be somewhere in the shadows, on the stage, wherever you need me.
I heard somebody say him and his wife going to Cancun. He's retiring. It's like, all right, enough of this ministry. But no, it's a joke.
To make this vision come to pass, what say ye to this moment?
It's hard to put into words, but we feel deeply honored that God and you, knowing how much you love, knowing how much you love the people that have been assigned to you, how deeply you love them, and how you don't play when it comes to them, as you have evidenced and proven for decades. It is not something to take lightly, transparently.
Come on, baby.
The few people.
Come on, baby.
Mom.
I didn't get here by myself.
I said, I don't follow them. I haven't watched them in years, but it's just amazing to see how not just her, because I mean, of course he's aged too, but I just remember her when meaning the mom, his wife, how much she has gotten, you know, they all have gotten older. I mean, I get it, but I'm just saying. But it's also something else too. I mean, the color gray with gray hair, some people can wear it well. I'm not saying that she doesn't wear it well, but the color gray ages you. It just does. So even when I see younger people putting gray in their hair, it's like, why are you doing that? I'm not trying to rock no gray hair. That's just me. Because it does. It just automatically makes you look older. So I believe the gray hair just makes her look older than she should look. That's just what I'm saying.
So we stand on solid ground and a sure foundation, and we will honor it, respect it. The scripture says that you are to be careful about how you build on another man's foundation. And so we will build on it with humility, with prayer, with integrity, with holiness, with sacrifice, and we'll become everything that we have to become. We'll curve, we'll shape, we'll stretch, and be everything that we have to be in order to take your legacy. And your legacy.
See, their legacy, your legacy, and your legacy. I thought the church was supposed to be God's work and handiwork and not about your legacy. That's what I thought.
to the level that God envisions. We're honored. We're honored.
I think we can all agree that this isn't exactly how we saw my life panning out. I saw my parents sacrifice their lives for this church. I saw them give their bodies and their strength. And I know you guys are so tired.
You know, I'm not saying that they have not done any work and they haven't been tired. Obviously, they're older and tired. But they have been living an amazing life and lifestyle. Let's be clear. Huge estates. Wherever they travel, I'm sure they fly in and stay in the best of the best. They eat the best. They have security. They have drivers. They have an amazing life and lifestyle. So sacrifice? I'm just saying, like, let's be honest, guys. This is one, the life that they have been living that a lot of these other so-called preachers have aspired to, because it's like, oh, they're living the good life. Okay. So, you know, even when they were growing up, she and her sister were living in their own house on the property. It's like, come on, guys, let's be honest with this. Sacrifice, not so much. I'm not saying they haven't gone through some hard times in life or whatever, things that they wouldn't have chosen to have to go through, but they did, health challenges and all of that other stuff. I'm not saying that, but sacrifice, come on.
You had a heart attack on stage and still asked for the microphone so that they would be okay over you. I know what this cost.
I want to know what that outfit cost. I'll just say, I'm sorry, I had to be shady, guys.
And if I'm honest, I've been wondering whether or not I have what it takes to do it the way that you guys have done it, or to take it even further. But then God showed me that you all didn't always know if you had what it took either. But that God gave you GPS to find what it took to stand up to the assignment. And I believe that the same God that has ordered your steps to find what it took to stand up in any given moment is going to order our steps to find what it takes to stand up to whatever's on the other side of this. Yes. My commitment to you and our commitment to you is that we will seek God every step of the way. That we will pay the price to lead this community, and that we will make decisions not just with you in mind, but with the people who haven't even come into this room in mind. I believe that collectively that we could turn this city upside down and right side up.
Really? All of the years that he has been there, they haven't done that yet. And see, that goes back to my thoughts about these conferences. Like, he was having those Woman Thou Art Loose conferences probably longer than my son has been alive. And I'm just saying, my son is 30 years old. What more could you do? Turn the city right side up and left side loose, or whatever she said. I don't know. What more could you? And then how many freaking ministries do they have down there? I'm just saying a lot of the cliche statements are nothing more than foolishness and hype talk. And then you have the people in the audience that are, yes, yes, Lord, that's right. Go on, preach. And it's, you're just not even really listening.
And that what happens in Dallas will overflow and saturate the state of Texas. And when the state of Texas can't hold it anymore, Oklahoma, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. And when Oklahoma gets to the overflow, you better move over Nevada. I believe that this nation will be changed by the collective anointing, not just because of what we carry, but because of what we carry in unity and collectively.
You caught her with the get ready, get ready, get ready, right? Oh my God, I was about to say Donald Trump. That was T.D. Jakes' thing. And Bishop Eddie Long, his was, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. I don't know, guys.
And so I am asking that you would bring your oil into this room. That you would bring your vision into this room. And if you're nervous like me or anxious like me, that's okay. because together we'll do it in strength. There was this moment when Mary Magdalene was at the tomb and found out that it was empty. And the angel of the Lord came to her and said, "What you're looking for, he's not here, he's risen." And he gave her a message to go and tell the disciples. And it says that she went with great fear and joy. Whenever we're moving from one season to the next, sometimes we do it with great fear because we don't know how we'll deliver the message. We don't know if they'll receive us. We don't know whether or not we'll be ready. We don't know what God's going to do in that season. But what God has highlighted to me is the great joy part. And I believe that we can do this with not just fear and respect and honor, but that we can do this with radical joy. Because,
all right, guys, I want to stop it there. It again, this is his legacy, like he said. And when I see this, what this is what I get from it. It just, to me, it's a family business. And hey, that's what it is. I just am not surprised, especially in light of all of the allegations about him and Diddy and then the lawsuit that he's filed and possibly more to be filed and more people to be named, the co-conspirators and all of that stuff, right? It's a lot. It's a lot. But to me, and I could be wrong, but to me, it just seems like you're maybe moving some assets and getting some things out of your name and switching up. I don't know. I'm just saying. And I'm not saying that he's guilty of doing any of those things that were alleged by that convicted felon who has been convicted for doing things to young men, who had the interview on the alleged pedophile YouTube channel, as someone calls him, Dr. Scrotum Sniffer, as Tasha K calls him, Dr. C-U-M in my mouth Reed, or Larry, C-U-M in my mouth Reed. So, you know, I'm not saying that their hands or their ding-a-lings are clean either. I'm definitely not saying that. But it's a lot. And in light of all of this stuff, it's been a hard almost, you know, year and a half or so of allegations about him being connected to Diddy. I don't know if he has been guilty of doing any of the things that he has been called, like being a power bottom. And then the viral clip of, you know, him saying, "Have you ever been have you ever been swallowed up?" Like, it's yeah, it's a lot. And now Diddy is about to go to trial here soon. I'm just saying, just him being affiliated with Diddy and then so-called as a mentor. And I mean, I talked about this before. If you were a mentor, you were a terrible mentor, because what did you really change about this person or guide him in just to be a good fraud and cover up in public, but to be a monster in private? I'm just saying. But anyway, guys, I have some more thoughts about this I'm going to break down and get into. I don't want to do it all in this content because I don't want this to be very long. But I want to know what you guys think about him stepping down in light of all of the lawsuits and litigation and allegations and all of that good stuff, guys. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking and subbing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.